Okay, we're on page 252. Excuse me. Page 252, we're on Simon Sadi Gimel. Dalit, the last halach in that Simon. So previously, we have been discussing about that a person has to try to focus. A person has to, of course, try to concentrate as much as possible and make their situation such that they can. So you don't just run to shul and daven right away. You wait a few moments. Person have a picture in their mind of fear and trepidation. Also, you shouldn't have learned something right before that maybe will distract you, something complicated, something involved, so on and so forth. So Dalet is the last halacha in this siman. Ha'osek b'tzarchei tzibur, someone who's involved with communal needs. Kosek b'Torah dami, it's like he's learning Torah. Perush, what does that mean? Linyan lamo misoko lispalo, shagamzu simchahi, because also, we learned before that if you involve yourself with something deep in Torah, so then you can't just get up and daven because it's hard to switch so easily from one to the other. So also, if you're involved with tzarchei tzibur, communal needs, communal issues, so that's considered like the same halacha as learning, and therefore that's a simcha, lo, she'osek b'tzarchei tzibur. So this first opinion holds that that's simcha. And therefore, the first opinion holds that that's a simcha to you, and therefore you can daven right away. Second opinion says, V'yesh b'farsim, the second opinion says, da'inu le'inyon de'enot tzarech lifsok lispal. That what do we mean that's like tzarech lispal? That means that you don't have to interrupt to daven. In other words, the second opinion holds that even if the time of davening will pass, if there's no one else who could involve themselves and deal with this communal issue, so then you don't have to stop and daven. Why? Because you're involved with one mitzvah. So you don't have to be involved with another mitzvah. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that according to this opinion, let's say you take care of the communal hashanah, it's nighttime already. So in other words, the person missed mincha, according to the second opinion. Say, for example, they missed mincha. So according to the second opinion, they were patur from davening mitzvah, mincha. They were patur, they were absolved from davening mincha because they're involved with a communal need. So therefore, since they were involved with one mitzvah, they don't have to do the other mitzvah. So then you say, when Marv comes, right, you missed mincha, so you should daven Shemon Esrei twice, right? That's what we call tashlumin, a payback, right? You missed one. So therefore, you daven the next davening Shemoneh Esrei twice to make up for the one you missed. So the Mishnah Berurah says that according to this opinion, according to opinion number two, you would not have to do that at Marv. You would not have to daven Marv Shemoneh Esrei twice. Why? Because when Mincha came, you were potter. You were absolved from the mitzvah. So when do we say you have to make it up? That's like a... There was something that you couldn't daven. Yeah, I don't know. There was some shogeg or something like that that you couldn't daven. So therefore, you have to make it up. But here, there was no idea of him davening. Because the second opinion says the person was completely absolved from davening. So he doesn't have to make a makeup on Marv twice. The person doesn't have to daven a Marv twice. They're completely putter. There's a lot of... Now I should tell you which way we come out. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim hold like the second opinion. So in other words, if someone's involved with Tzarchei Tzibur, now again, we're talking about that you're involved with Tzarchei Tzibur, so then certain of us could say, well, we're always involved with Tzarchei Tzibur, so I never have to damn it. First of all, we were talking about a Tzarchei Tzibur that are pressing. In other words, you got to do it now. In other words, I don't know, I could say, well, I'm arranging for a shir. Good, I could do it later. You know, I don't have to do it now. Then the other aspect is that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah before, it's only talking about if you're the only one who could do it. There's no one else could do it. So it's pressing, and you're the only one who could do it. And it has to be done now, right? No, we're not talking about the end. So then, the person would not have to daven, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, because they're involved with one mitzvah, so they'd be potter from another one. There's famous a lot of stories about the Gedolim, I guess, I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and someone else. They were involved with a situation of Pidyon Shvuim, you know, in those days, unfortunately, they used to kidnap people and all sorts of things. So it was around Mincha time, and somebody got up and down Mincha, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, no, you got to, don't daven, because we have to, you know, we have to make sure, work on this, make sure. So the first gadol, I forgot who the first person was, felt, you know, it could wait 5 minutes, right, because that's one of the ingredients. Wait 5 minutes, and we won't get the guy out earlier if, you know, I don't daven Mincha. We still felt that we have to do it right now, and it's right, you can hear the argument here, and therefore we're parted from davening Mincha. But that's an illustration of the idea. So again, I don't know if we should say that we shouldn't be involved with this, but hopefully Hashem doesn't put us in those situations. Meir Hashem tomorrow. No, I won't be here tomorrow at my niece's wedding. But next time we get together, we will talk about the interesting issue of which direction. What direction do we face when we daven Shmoneh Esrei? Right? Everybody thinks they know we face east, but we'll see. That's not true. So, Mirat Hashem, next time we get together, we'll start Sin Sadi Dalet, and we'll get into that exact issue.